This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The grieving Texas town of Uvalde begins laying to rest the 21 children and teachers who were killed in a mass shooting at an elementary school a week ago, with funerals scheduled Tuesday for a pair of 10-year-old girls. The children were among those killed, with 17 other students, all aged 9 to 11, and two teachers by an 18-year-old gunman who burst into their fourth-grade classroom and opened fire with a high-velocity AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle. Tuesday marks exactly 1 week since the shooting. Over the next 2 weeks, a series of funerals will take place in the town of 16,000, which is nearly 80% Latino or Hispanic and largely Roman Catholic. Three more nations have joined an international investigation team probing war crimes in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Estonia, Latvia, and Slovakia have signed an agreement during a two-day coordination meeting in The Hague to join Lithuania, Poland, and Ukraine in the joint investigation team that will help coordinate the sharing of evidence of atrocities through the EU Judicial Cooperation Agency, Eurojust. As well, International Criminal Court prosecutor Karim Khan says he plans to open an office in Kiev amid ongoing calls for those responsible for atrocities since Russia's invasion to be brought to justice. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany will deliver infantry fighting vehicles to Greece so the government in Athens can pass on Soviet-style weapons to Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said on Tuesday after a two-day EU summit in Brussels, adding he had struck an agreement with the Greek prime minister. Germany has been criticized for dragging its feet on heavy arms deliveries. This is VOA News. South Korean boy band BTS brought their star power to the White House on Tuesday as they met with U.S. President Joe Biden about combating hate crimes against Asian Americans. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
The White House press room was packed and the briefing live stream audience went through the roof for BTS's appearance before their private meeting with President Biden. Singer RM says they want to turn their influence into tolerance.
We thank President Biden and the White House for giving this important opportunity to speak about the important causes, remind ourselves of what we can do as artists.
White House economist Brian Friess, who wanted to talk about inflation numbers, had to follow BTS.
So I get to go home and tell my kids that BTS opened for me. I did not expect that when I woke up this morning.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
Canada will temporarily decriminalize the possession of some illegal drugs like cocaine, MDMA, an opioid for personal use by adults in British Columbia to help tackle a burgeoning drug abuse problem in the province, the government said on Tuesday. The substances would remain illegal, but adults found in possession of up to 2.5 grams of the illicit substances will no longer be arrested, charged, or have their drugs seized, according to an official statement. British Columbia, Canada's westernmost province and the epicenter of the country's overdose crisis, had requested the federal government for such an exemption in November. The exemption, a first in Canada, is intended to reduce the stigma associated with substance use and make it easier for people to approach law enforcement and other authorities to seek guidance. The Islamic State on Tuesday claimed responsibility for an attack that killed at least 15 civilians in a village in the Northeast Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, the militant group said on an affiliated Telegram channel. A rights group and a local official said on Monday that fighters believed to be members of the Allied Democratic Forces stormed a village in North Kivu province after dark on Sunday, pillaging homes, murdering inhabitants across their path, and setting fire to 6 vehicles. The ADF is a Ugandan militia that has been active in East Congo since the 1990s and has killed scores of civilians, many in the middle of night attacks carried out with machetes and hatchets. Recapping our top story, the grieving Texas town of Uvalde begins to lay to rest the 21 children and teachers who were killed in a mass shooting at an elementary school a week ago. Funeral scheduled Tuesday for a pair of 10-year-old girls. Tuesday marks exactly 1 week since the shooting. Over the next 2 weeks, a series of funerals will take place in the town of 16,000. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.